Paragraph 5 reads, in 2016, the U.S. government gave the small Louisiana island of Ile de Jean Charles a $48 million U.S. dollar grant to resettle its residents to a new plot of land, making them the first American climate refugees. Most of its residents are Native Americans, who worry that leaving the island would be giving up their heritage and the last direct connection to their ancestors. Since 1955, more than 98% of the island's landmass has washed away due to logging, oil, and hurricanes, ultimately shrinking from 22,000 acres to just 320 acres. The only way off the island is a bridge that often floods during high tides and storms, trapping residents and causing them to miss school, work, and medical appointments.
So back in 2016, the U.S. government gave a small Louisiana island called the Ile de Jean Charles a whole bunch of money to resettle its residents. An isle is just a small island. So they could take this money and resettle in a new plot of land. So they became climate refugees, people who had to leave their homes, not for political reasons, but for climate reasons. So climate refugees. Most of these residents are Native Americans who worry that leaving the island would be giving up their heritage. They had some connection to their ancestors who lived there for a very long time, and so it's kind of what we were saying earlier about how it's difficult for people to just decide to leave a piece of land that's important to them.
Of course, the island has been facing a lot of issues with its landmass basically disappearing. And so since 1955, more than 98% of it has just washed away due to things like logging, oil, and hurricanes. And so it has shrunk from 22,000 acres to just 320 acres. So this is more than 98% of the landmass just washing away. And the only way that people can get off the island, other than taking a boat, obviously, is a bridge. But this bridge often floods during high tide, which is a daily occurrence, as well as storms. And so because of this, residents, you know, their daily lives are affected. They can miss or be late to school, work, and medical appointments, so it's really not an ideal situation.